You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on May 16th, 2025. Welcome to episode 19 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. The campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, an interview on the Massey Tunnel replacement, a saga that has gone on between Delta, Richmond, and the BC provincial government for at least a decade, with the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today was supposed to close out my show last week. Zachary Grace, Suburbia. With Afterthought. That was Afterthought from Zachary Grace, Suburbia. Next up is It's SC-era's bedtime tunes. Here is You Know What Goes Down. To comment on SFV Athletics at this time. On May 10th, the Red Leafs track and field teams completed the two-day 2025 GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Western Washington University's Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff for finals events. In the women's triple jump, Olivia Winbill leaped 11.85 for a second, only behind Emmy Antekpere of Central Washington at 12.54. In the men's high jump, Kaysen McDermott sprung 1.87 for 7th. In the men's 4x100, the quartet of Leah McDonnell, Josiah Penson-McCoy, Adrian Law, and Jacob Hall charge in at 40.68 for 3rd. In the men's 1500, Benjamin Schoening clocked in at 353.11 for 7th. Jared Chong, no relation to yours truly, won the men's javelin throw at 70.6 for a new meet record. In the women's 1500, Rachel Watkins darted in at 431.9 for second, only behind Jill Philbin of Western Washington at 430.76, followed by Selin Tastemir at 435.78 for fourth. In the women's 400 finals, Veronica Robertson ran in at 59.72 for eighth. In the men's 100 finals, Jacob Hall bolted in at 10.45 for second, only behind Joshua Caleb of Western Washington at 10.25, followed by Liam O'Donnell at 10.7 for 7th. In the women's 100 Emma Kanon charged in at 11.72, only behind Alexis Hollis of Central Washington at 11.33, followed by Jalen Cummings at 11.97 for fourth. In the men's 800, Andrew Thompson clocked in at 142.4 for fifth. In the women's 800, Elizabeth Vanderput ran in at 213.36 for third, followed by Stephanie Miller at 213.96 for fourth, and Celine Tessemier at 216.43 for seventh. In the men's 400 hurdles finals, Tyson Carr timed in at 54.91 for sixth. In the men's 200 finals, Jacob Hall darted in at 21.43 for second, only behind Joshua Caleb of Alaska Anchorage at 21.04, followed by Josiah Penson-McCoy at 21.92 for seventh. In the women's 200, Emma Kanon raced in at 23.72, only behind Alexis Hollis of Central Washington at 23.61, followed by Jalen Cummings at 25.45 for eighth. In the men's 5,000, Sebastian Brinkman ran in at 14.35.02 for 5th. In the women's 4x400, the quartet of Veronica Robertson, Elizabeth Vanderput, Celine Tessemier, and Emma Kanon timed in at 3.55.14 for 4th. In the 2025 GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships, at Western Washington University's Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington, where the Red Leafs earned 10 medals in the two-day event, with the men's earning 59 points for 6, and women's earning 68 points for a fourth-place tie with Seattle Pacific, as SFU earned 10 medals in the two-day 2025 GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Western Washington University's Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington. The host Western Washington won both men and men's and women's, with men's earning 302.5 points and women's 229 in a field of 9 teams. On May 11th, Red Leaf Marie Alois Leclerc had another banner performances for Canada at World Athletics Relays 2025 in Guangzhou, China, where times were in minutes and seconds with distances in meters. Leclerc was the second runner in the first-ever mixed 4x100 relay, preceded by Sate McCreath, followed by Duan Asimoda and Eliezer Ajibi, as the Canadian quartet won the gold at 40.3. In the women's 4x100 relay, Mariella Leclerc was the third runner, preceded by Sade McCreath, Jacqueline Madogo, and followed by Audrey Leduc, ran in at 42.46 for fifth and set a Canadian record in the process. On May 13th, the SFU women's track and field team announced the recruitment of Arlen Mathis, a star middle distance runner who hails from Surrey and attends Sullivan Heights Secondary School. Mathis, who specializes in 800 meters, had a breakout performance at Oregon Relays in Eugene in front of a packed stadium, no less. On May 12th, two Red Leaf softball players, Abby McGlynn and Cassidy Affelt, were selected to the Division II Conference Commissioners Association All-West Region second team. On May 13th, the NCAA announced qualifiers for its Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships, where three Red Leafs qualified: Nicholas Monroe in the men's long jump, Jared Chong in the men's javelin throw, and Emma Kanon in the women's 200-meter dash. On May 14th, all SFU qualifiers for the NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships, Nicholas Monroe in the men's long jump, Jared Chong in the men's javelin throw, Emma Kanon in the women's 200-meter dash, as well as Susanna Linuski in the women's hammer throw, and Olivia Winbeal in the women's triple jump, made the 2025 NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field USFT CCCA All West Region teams. Let me find out if there's anything else today. Just bear with me here. Just a minute, please. There might be something that came in today. Nothing else for SFU Athletics this week.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Christopher Whitley's Almost as Soft as Silence. The tune is A5, B5, G5. The fourth band is Kulowski's The Wound with Off the Grass.
Get up, get dressed.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to the second half of episode 19 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music. A feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. An interview with the Delta City Councilor, Dylan Kruger, on the Massey Tunnel replacement. A controversy that has gone on for over a decade. And the latest on the Surrey police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Poltergeist, Knock Music. The track is, just a minute, please. The track is Children of the Dark.